you're a girl, you don't get the luxury of just having a bad game. It's like because you're a girl.
People are especially sexist in game towards women and make very rude comments. Women every day just get like literally harassed in game, and it's really difficult to play in that environment.
So I've been playing video games since I was 6.
I've been playing competitively since I was 16.
I just like to play competitive games because I get a rush out of them.
It can be like a 10 to 14 hour job daily, but it is a lot of hard work. I think right now our best bet is beating tier one teams and showing that we can compete at that caliber. But given more time, a year or 2 years, I think we can 100% be competing at the high echelon of play. I think it's really important to have like a really quality approach to it, where you support these teams with the resources they need, not just like the exposure and just signing the team, but also having like a coach, a secondary coach, like an analyst, a really good manager, just a lot of support from the org in general. And then if you just get that one team to succeed, it's like similar to when the 4-minute mile got broken, when no one had done it before, like, and then one person does it, and then following that, it's like dozens more people just the next year are suddenly able to do it.